like you, Lord, in all the earth. Matchless love and beauty, endless worth. Nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Much less love and beauty, endless worth. Oh, nothing in this world will satisfy. Hey. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Your presence is heaven to me. Oh Lord Jesus, your presence. My days. satisfied. Hey, Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Nothing in this world will satisfy. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. This phrase reminded me of a discussion I had with a brother here. We were just discussing, and he said he had a sister. What she received per day as at that time
is like a quarter of some state national budget, but you receive it as income per day. But I saw that sister dying, and all that money could save her. And from that day, he made up his mind to say all he has, everything he is, he will give it to God. Because he could see that nothing else can save. Brethren, this morning, I've come with a sermon that is a question. And that question, as we answer it, we'll be able to go in the spirit of this same word and say, what in this world can satisfy? Jesus is the only cup that will not run dry. He's the only one you have, and you have everything. And the question is, how are you serving God? Ask somebody, how are you serving God? If you understand this song this morning, it will be very easy for you to make up your mind on how you want to serve God. This year, God said to us that all he demands from us is acceptable sacrifice and service. Irrespective of what you think you are, what you have, the influence you think you have, all God is asking from you and me this year is that we offer a sacrifice and service that is acceptable to him. I will also use this message to sensitize our hearts after this Sunday. We have just one Sunday left. Then we enter June, marking the month that call in this greatest work we have here in the ministry, where we gather pastors all over this nation and beyond to be able, by the grace of God and the help of the Holy Spirit, to help them align themselves, the work they are doing, to conform to the plan and purpose of God for them. The question I want to ask each and every one of us, how are we prepared to lay our hand on the plow? How much are we going to yield ourselves to work for him? Nobody is coming to us to beg us to come and work. This is a time God called for people who is of a willing heart to offer themselves to the Lord. I want us to open our Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want us to read verse 10. It says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. This journey we are undertaking calls for personal decision, calls for personal determination. You are not going to say, oh, my wife or my husband is serving the Lord so much, so that will be accrued to me. Or my parents are serving God too much, it will also accrue to me. No, it's individual. And on that day, whether by death or by rapture, when we stand before the judgment throne of God, He's going to ask us, what did you do with your money? What did you do with your influence? What did you do with your presence? What did you do with your sweet words, the intelligence you have to honor me? That question will be directed to everyone, and you will answer it as yourself. So we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Nobody is going to be exempted. There is no politics in it. No matter how influential you are, you can't escape it. That I know men at the top doesn't work at this point. Everybody is fated to the same thing. The whole road narrows to just one path, facing the same throne. There is no shortcut. And then, in Psalm 51, verses 16 and 7, David spoke out after some experience he had, knowing God and knowing who God is and what God is. He said, "For you do not desire sacrifice, all else I would have given it. You do not delight in burnt offering. I should have given you the best of the burnt offering. Say, but the sacrifices that you desire is a broken spirit." He said, "A broken and a contrite heart, these, O God, you will not despise." The only sacrifice God is demanding is a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Whom you are and what you are, God wants you to level it for Him to march on it. God wants you to equate yourself zero for Him to be able to find a way through you. I want to ask us, what do we have that we were not first given by God? What do you think you are that have not first existed in heaven before given to you? God demands everything from you to be submitted at His feet. Your time, your money, your confidence. Let me ask us some questions. At times we don't see it as a serious matter before God. We want to fix a meeting. You want to call other people to come. You are looking at the time it's more convenient for you to fix that meeting. Those people may not know, but the one you are going to meet knew that the reason why you fix that meeting because you want it to be convenient for you. You don't even ask. God, we want to meet with you. At what time do you want us to meet with you? Let it be at God's time, not at your own time. Let it be at God's terms, not at your own terms. These are all services to God. We don't count. Remember, God said to us here, I want people that will be raised to me that I will see and pour my glory into them. People that will rejoice my heart. Therefore, these people will be people who will not do things at their own convenience. They will not be people who will only serve God when it pleases them. Every one of us here We have been called to become bond servants to God. Whatever you think you are, God wants you to put it down. Let me tell us that God doesn't just visit a man until he sees his heart and see the quality of his service. Turn to Luke chapter 1. I want us to read verse 16, verses 5 and 6, and then 8 to 11. Luke chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, then 8 to 11. Say, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Before I was sitting, let's move to 8. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. He wasn't the only priest at that time who offered incense at the altar, but he was found faithful in his service. Remember, the Bible started by saying that both himself and the wife are serving the Lord blameless, giving all to him, not considering the fact that they don't have children. That is not their problem. Their problem is how to satisfy God, how to make God happy, how to rejoice the heart of God. And the day came, heaven rose and said, we have to visit this family. Nobody offer quality service to God and go empty-handed. Nobody give the best to God and end up not having best of the best. God is not a man that he should lie. When he says, I will reward you who is faithful to me, he meant it. And that was how God visited Zacharias. And there was something about this Zacharias. If you read this route, this Abijah, we will see it. Somehow they became a root that stung to God, whose heart turned to God, who did everything to satisfy God. We will see some examples of kings who ruled. You know, I don't know whom I was telling on Thursday. I said, Pastor is preaching part of my message, because only one chapter for the whole Chronicles he called that he didn't mention that day. Only one is added to what he meant that day. And that is what exactly what it should be. And that is what we are going to look at now. We are going to look at examples of some kings who serve God in their own time. Will you turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 1 and 2. He's talking about Joash. He said Joash was 7 years old when he became king. What an honor, 7 years. No matter how fast he will be at this time, probably he will be in primary 2 or 3. So if he's so fast, he was already a king. And he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. 40 plus 7. For 47 years of his age, he reigned for 40 years. He said his mother's name was Zibiah,
of Bathsheba. Joab did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Joada the priest. I want you to underline that. He did all was right, all that was good, all that was acceptable before God, because a man was behind him. He was not seeing God, he was seeing the man. Probably you know that it was Joada that saved him. When Athaliah wanted to finish the family, he hid him. He was the only son that Athaliah couldn't kill. But he came not seeing that the whole process is God, not man. So all his loyalty was to that man. Maybe when he went to Jesus, don't. He will go. He never thought that is God until Joada died. And then his true color came. His true nature came. I want to beg of us. You are not serving God because of the associate pastor, because of general pastor, because of the elders, or because of any of us. Serve God because He is God. Don't roll with your head on the ground because I want mommy to see me, to know that I am doing this work. You are deceiving yourself. On that day, everybody will face the judgment seat. The intents of the heart will be revealed. It's not what you claim, but what God sees in you will be shown. You will see it, and you will be ashamed of yourself. But I pray that as God is helping us here, that none of us will fall victim in the name of Jesus. Joash was doing everything for 40 years in pretense. Only his brother was alive. Everybody who lived within that period and time would have gone with that notion that this is a good king. But it's because he was afraid of one man. He didn't want to offend him, not God. But as soon as this man was taken away, he began what was inside of him that was suppressed by the presence of that man. How do you serve God? Another one is Amaziah in 2 Chronicles chapter 25, 1 and 2. Say, Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoada of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. So you can serve God without a loyal heart. Who defined that? God. To man, he may not even be seen. He may be so covered that no man will know, no man will notice. No man will see it. Let me tell us, do you know that our humility is tested when it concerns us? When you are a leader of this team and somebody commit an offense, it's easy for you to say, brother, this thing is not true. You will be punished this way and that way. But when that same offense affects you, then your true humility, your true loyalty to God will be seen. I'm saying this to us because the time is so short. I don't know why. For the past 2 months, this is what I've been reading. The time is so short. I may come anytime. Anytime. We don't know. This time may be 2 years, it may be 10 years, it may be 20 years, but it's shorter now than yesterday. Let's be careful. Amaziah served God, but not with a loyal heart. Probably God would have spoken to him in the secret. How will I implement this before these people? Will they not demean me? Will they not reduce me? Will they not redefine me? Then he will find a way. The people may not know. He may look fine, isn't it? But the one who called knows what he wants you to do. The one who gave assignment knew what you and him have discussed. But you have amended it before the people and it's acceptable. He is working. But a day will come. You will face the one who gave you face to face and say, this work I sent you yesterday, how did I ask you to do it? I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about. Serving God to satisfy God is not in our own way or in our own terms. It should be according as He wants us to do it. Some have lost their lives in the course of this world because of little adjustment by what they themselves have agreed with them. Maybe go to this place as also tired and he has a pressing need. He makes a little adjustment. God knows that that little adjustment is dangerous. Some have lost their lives. But I pray that it will not be a portion in the name of Jesus. The second person is Uzziah. Say Uzziah, that is 2 Chronicles chapter 26, the third person. 26, 3 to 4. It says, Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king. And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the vision of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Amaziah would have been a great man, but not with a lawyer, not with full commitment. Terms were altered. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, visible or invisible, terms were altered. But when the son came in, he took the good part of his father and then went to seek no counsel from the one who had the full vision of what it takes to please God. And God said, for as long as he sought to please him, he prospered him. Brethren, serving God is so sweet, is so good, is so wonderful, but it goes with a price. It goes with a price. It's not by your own terms, it's not by your own way. It has to be as God Himself has declared it. Don't add to it, don't reduce from it. The day I learned my lesson, I knew that when God brings husband and wife together, He wants us to learn about intimacy between us and Him. At times, your wife or your husband may see something you don't see. If you don't listen to know, to hear, to receive that advice, except God is on your side, it can be more devastating. I remember one day I took my decision and it looked nice. I've analyzed everything and that was the only time for me to do what I want to do. As I was living at Idiarene, my wife called me. I said, well, you know that this is the only time. I said, okay. He didn't force me. I was at the toll gate, he called. I said, for God's sake, I'm already on the way. He said, okay. I think as soon as he called, I don't know where I was when he called the third time, he went back to God. I can't convince this man, but have mercy on him. That day, I would have lost my life. I have gone to school, saw my daughter, I was already coming back. And I was carrying a daughter, we don't even know the parents. They abandoned her in the school, and we took her to the house. We only spoke with the mother on phone. I have not seen them. We just close, I pick her in the car, I say, let's go and deliver this message to my daughter, and we'll come back. He was in the car. As soon as I came out from Ilusha and entered the main express road, the lesson I had was on the ground. The propeller pull off of the car. If not for her prayer, the tendency was the thing to hit the ground and the car will somersault. But her cry and her tears to God caused that propeller. I think a mighty hand came and held it and he just dragged on the ground. The man who eventually towed the car to Ibadan here was afar off. I didn't know. When he came, he was just looking at me, saying, sir, sorry, Emma Binu, who are you? Because what just happened now is not common. I was looking moru, I couldn't talk. I didn't know how to call my wife. I don't know what to say. In fact, I blame myself a million times over. But as a wise woman, he never quarreled with me. He never did. Everything was asking, are you okay? I said, yes. I said, okay, go and look for money. Go and wait for me in that place. Before I got there, he was there. The convention of the women that day that is supposed to I think to lead the drama, he couldn't enter the hall. But it was me who later came and went on my knees. I said, please, forgive me. I didn't hear you. I didn't consider your word. I didn't consider what you said. I am sorry. But I thank God that I have another chance to know that it is good to listen. Please, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, let's listen. We are talking about CLTS now. Something would have been happening in your heart. Say, is it me? Is it only me? Is it? Why can't you act out those things God is laying in your heart? He knows better than you do. He owns the time than yourself. Brethren, we have no time to ourselves. Everything and every time we spend is just God allowing it. Why can't we spend it for Him? Another one is Jotham in 2 Chronicles chapter 27. Jotham was 21 and 2 also, verses 1 and 2. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah had done. Although he did not enter the temple of the Lord, but still the people acted corruptly. Whether you like it or not, as a child of God, you are carrying on a spirit. And anywhere you are, if you exhibit that spirit wrongly, it will affect the people. But if the right spirit move through you, it will bring blessing to the people. He was a king. He did everything right, but there was something wrong about him, and he affected the people. Under his nose, people were corrupt. We are teachers. We are businessmen. We are workers at various levels in different institutions. We help different unions, help different departments. God expects your spirit to come upon the people righteously. Let your influence bring light to that place. Let the people under your rulership do that which is right before God. You may not find it cheap, but it's rewarding. You may not find it easy, but God will grant the grace. He said, upon all that he did, because there was a little deviation, because going to the temple is to inquire the mind of God. Going into the temple is to find out the plan and purpose of God for the people. There were things he ought to have done, he didn't do, and affected the people. And then finally, we look at Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 1 and 2. And you see where Hezekiah is coming from. Hezekiah became king when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. This same man, because of where he was coming from, this same spirit guided him to do what was right. We are carrying on a spirit. As discipleship center pastors, as deacons and deaconesses, as elders, as pastors, we are carrying a spirit. God has called us to serve. If we serve with a wrong spirit, it will affect the whole people under us. But God is expecting that we should do that which is right in His sight. How are you serving God? Some people serve God in their own way and terms. But I want us to understand that our disposition to the service of God matters a lot. God expects us to serve Him faithfully, in humility, and in all sincerity of heart. Take it again. God expects us to serve Him faithfully, in humility, and in all sincerity of heart. May there be no doubt. You know, we have some leader today, anytime they speak to you, you can't understand. You start filling in the gaps. They will not be straight. They don't want you to know everything. And yet, they are your leaders. They talk to you, you begin to find ways to make up for what you have heard from them, because the whole thing, it's not aligned. It's not full. And they are your leaders. It shouldn't be. If you don't know the mind of your leader, whose mind will you know? How then will you operate to satisfy the work that you are asked to do under him or her? Every man here, if you are a leader, please be open to your people. When you speak, let them understand what you are saying. So that when you ask them to follow, they know where to go and how to go. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. He said, and whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ, not man. Anything that you are doing, God said, do it from the depth of your heart. Do it heartily, as unto him who calls you. Let me ask you, how much did we pay for the air we are breathing in now? How many cylinder of gas have you breathed in this morning? How much do they say cylinder of gas in usage? And how long does that last? And multiply for the number of years you have lived. That is the smallest thing God has given to you. And he calls you to come and work for him. You'll be working for him as if you are wiser than him. As if your time cannot be touched. Who owns the time? Is it not because you are living that you are called to serve? We will see it now. When you are called to serve, serve from the depth of your heart. So that you will be happy with yourself, the people under you will be happy, and God himself will be happy that you are serving him. Ephesians chapter 6:6-8 said, not with eye service, as men pleasers. Don't serve because, I don't want Pastor Joseph to know. I don't want Head of Care to know. I don't want Momichi to see me or General Pastor to see her and say, I'm not working. You are deceiving yourself. You are deceiving yourself. Sorry to say this thing, but it's just the way it occurs to me. In the 90s, I think late 90s to early 2000, in the 90s, just all of the 90s, because this thing I'm going to say happened at the 1997 or 98. You know, one day I just told myself, I said, if the pioneer pastor traveled, because that time nobody is full time except Peter. Is it not good for somebody to be around? So even if somebody comes to ask questions and Peter is not in, somebody should answer them. And I've just decided. So when they travel, they don't know. At least she didn't know it. We're hearing for the first time. So I would just, only me and my wife knew. I would just leave the school. I would just go. I stay in my office. So this time, one young servant of God here in this city, and that's how we became friends, came to ask, of them. He didn't see them. So he met me. So we discussed. So what he came to ask, I was able to answer him. So he left. So as soon as he left, I remember I was supposed to drop something in school. So I drove straight to the school. And we met at Okadu. So before he finished, I think he forgot that he didn't finish asking me questions. And when he was coming back, whether he wanted to have asked Peter to say, I should please call him or check on him. So when he came back, he met me again in the office. He said, is it not you, Avita? I said, yes. He said, are you on full time? I said, yes and no. And we laughed. And he really spent quite some time that day. We stayed, we prayed, and he left. But in 2011, it just dawned on me. He said, God just asked me, he said, that thing you did that time. He said, I have a record of it. Though no man saw it, no man knew about it, but I knew about it. Brethren, whatever you do, whether it's visible or invisible, as our general pastor put on the desk, there are some people who offer invisible service, unseen service, and yet they touch the heart of God. It's only God that will reward you. Don't think nobody sees you, and so you will relent. Don't. The one who sees from the secret will reward you openly. God will visit you. He will visit the labor of your hands. Brethren, for as long as you are alive, you have this best opportunity to serve God. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. It's because we are alive we can serve God. Dead body don't serve God. This life God has given to you, He's asking that you give it back to Him in everything. Let us not be looking for you. Or you feel I'm so big, I can't wash. After all, it's not even machine to wash. We only bring it out, rinse it, and hang it. A homie. This pastor, I should have been older than him or even more richer than him. Yes. But we are not doing it to him, but we are doing it to the one who gave us life and opportunity to offer that service. I want this year, CLTS, to have much more people, much more than we ever had in the past. That the time will come, you come and say, there is nothing again to be done. And you say, I will be here. Not people who will want to take advantage of this time to satisfy themselves, but to come and serve the Lord. The Lord who sees in the secret will reward you openly. Praise the Lord. Let's serve God unreservedly. Like Apostle Paul and other saints I offered. Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, he says, for I am already being poured out. He said, I am already being poured out as a drink offering. What a sacrificial life like that of Paul. And the time of my departure is at hand. Like I say to us, the time is so close. We don't know when. We don't know how. But let it be that when that time comes, like Paul, we'll be able to say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, not corrupt judge, we give to every man, including me, on that day. And not to me alone, but everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. Who loves God. Whether we like it or not, it's not negotiable. He's coming. And he's coming to test the work of our hands. The years you live on earth, the time you spend for yourself and for Him, they will all be shown. Let our general attitude to service be such that we must seek to know Him more and more every day. Because the more you know the Lord, the easier it becomes to serve Him. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, it says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings be made conformed to His death. When you know the power of resurrection, you will know that every time you give to God, every moment you spend in the presence of God, you can't be less for it. The power that raised a man who had died back to life, the power that brought Lazarus, who died 4 days, buried, already decaying, brought him back to life, changed his skin, bring him back to form. That same power, if it's at work in you, you cannot be less. You can't be less. And it will become easy for you to lay down your life for Him. Because the more you know the Lord, the easier it becomes to become a bond servant to God. You will not want to depart from Him. Do you know that every service you render is a true fellowship with God? You and God. I remember there was a brother here. It was in the midst of his zeal working for the Lord that God gave him an outstanding wife. Even the day he went to see the in-law, as we were walking here, he fell in the gutter. But that same day he still went. And God is glorifying Himself with that which God gave to him. Because that which God gave to him came out of a sincere love for God. May the Lord visit you today. You may not know. I don't know whether it's easy. I don't know how to pull out what is inside my heart. So that when you begin to pray, you will pray as never done before. But before we pray, if you are here, you have not known the Lord, it will not be easy for you to understand what we are saying. Because the sacrifice God is accepting from us is not that which you will just give and then it has nothing to do with your inner being. And that was why David said in Psalm 51, verse 16 and 17, he said, "For you do not desire sacrifice. I would have given it like that. And you do not delight in burnt offering. But you delight in the sacrifice that comes from the heart." And it's only God that can change the hearts of man. And God is expecting that if you are here, you have not known Him, the first thing you need to do is to submit yourself to God to change your heart. God is here to make amends of your heart. So that He will now receive that spiritual surgery to conform to the image of God. And then it becomes easy for you to serve Him. Because a day will come when you appear before Him to answer for yourself all that you have done in this body. Is there anybody here? Before we pray, as every other person should bow down his head, we are going to begin to talk to God. But if you are here, you know you have not known the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. Because all of these things we are doing has to do with our knowing God, whom God is, what God is. Not the way the world is saying it. It will become a personal experience. You have to come and surrender to Him this morning. He's ready to do what no man can do for you. He's ready to change your entire life. He's ready to bring a new beginning into your life. The rest of us shall stand as we sing this song. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Please glory voices. It's a pledge we are going to make to the Almighty God this morning.
I want to be like Jesus.
begin to thank the Lord. For those who are in ADMI, you will visit our platform. This message is there. We spend time on it on Friday. But I want us to begin to thank God for being a living example for us. It's a living example for you and me. I want you to bless the name of the Lord, that we have a God in whom we cannot fail, in whom there is no variable, no shadow of turning. In him everything is made plain. The faithful God, the mighty God, the God that is full of humility, the God that is full of faith, the God that will never change. I want you to begin to thank him that he is your God and he is my God. I want you to begin to bless him. I want you to begin to worship and say, God, I worship you. I bless you. You are my God. You are my God. No one else. No one else. No one else. Hey, Lord, I thank you that I belong to you. I thank you, Lord God Almighty. I bless your holy name, O God. Lord, I lift you up. I worship you. I exalt you. I say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for being my God. Thank you for being my all in all. For being a living proof in my life. A living example to follow. Oh, Lord God Almighty. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I bless you, I bless you. O shakaraba masenderia, rekelebo moko se kalabra masenderia, zerebrumoko se kalabra masenderia. Lord, I thank you that you are my God, that you are my God. You are a living example to follow. Oh, the one that will lead the way, that will not cause me to go astray, that will not cause me to fumble, that will not cause me to miss it. Lord, I say thank you. Lord, I say thank you. Lord, I say thank you. I bless you, O God. I bless you. I will expect everyone to be on his feet. This is a solemn. This morning. It's enough to appreciate him, to say, God, thank you. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful that we see you as a living proof of all that we have spoken about. Lord God Almighty, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, faithful Father. Thank you, everlasting God. Thank you, the King of glory. Thank you, the Ancient of Days. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be thy name, O God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Can we turn our Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 10? We'll read verse 16 and 17 and use that to pray for ourselves. Please, please, I will really plead, I will stand so that the devil will not take advantage of our sitting down. You understand? The reason being that when you are not giving in to the devil, he will leave. But when you give him an opportunity, he will want to take. 16 and 17 of Deuteronomy chapter 10. He said in verse 16, he said, therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. For the Lord your God is God of all gods and the Lord of all lords. The great God, the mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and takes no bribe. I want us to pray and say, Lord, circumcise my heart. Circumcise my heart with might to serve you aright. Circumcise, because if your heart is not circumcised, there are things you cannot easily give in. There are things you cannot allow to pass through you, because they will injure you, they will bruise you, but it will make you better. It will make you more glorious. It will make you more honorable. Tell God, circumcise my heart, O Lord. Circumcise my heart with might to serve you aright, with strength to serve you aright. I want to serve you without any iota of defect. I want to serve you completely. I want to serve you, oh God, in a way that you will be happy. And I too will be happy that I serve you. Lord, circumcise my heart. Take away every wickedness from it. Take away every deceit from it. Take away everything that is not of it. Take away hypocrisy. Take away pretext. Take away every darkness that can cause my service not to be acceptable before you. Circumcise my heart, O Lord. Circumcise my heart, O Lord. Lord, let my heart be purged. Let my heart be cleansed. Let my heart be thoroughly washed, O God, of everything that will stand as a hindrance for serving you. O Lord God Almighty, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Every deceit, take away. Every pretense, take away. Every darkness of any form, take away. I want to be, oh God, in a state of heart that will be open and will be glistening, you know, white, and that will be full of light in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God Almighty, oh, circumcise my heart, O Lord. Not what comes out of my mouth, but what is inside. Because what is inside can direct what comes out of the mouth. But with pretense, some can suppress what is inside and speak out something else. But when the heart is circumcised, body, heart, and mouth will be speaking the same thing. Hey, Lord. Lord, circumcise my heart this morning. I want to offer you an acceptable service. But that needs the circumcision of my heart. So that everything that I do will come from the depth of my heart and it will proceed out and it will bring glory to your name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we'll pray. I want you to pray and say, Lord, I want to be like you in my heart. I want to be like you in my attitude. I want to be like you in humility. I want to be like you in action, in my actions. I want to be like you in my deed. I want to be like you in my thoughts. Because begin to talk to God. I want to be like you. I want to be like you in my heart, in everything, in my attitude, in humility, in my actions, in my deed, in my thoughts, in my reaction. I want to be like you. I want to be like you. If duty calls, how will you handle it? If a service is called to be made, how will you lay down your life? Remember, Jesus didn't see himself as higher than others. He was the one washing their feet. Even when the people came to arrest him, they couldn't recognize him because he was equal with everyone. He took Judas Iscariot to kiss him before they could identify him. He was not easily identifiable because he did not separate himself from the people. They were the same in heart, in action, in everything. Lord, 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 this morning, Lord, I want my heart to be like your heart. I want to humble myself as you are. I want to do things as you want it to be done. My thought will be pure. My deed will be right. My action will be right. In everything, oh God, I want to do it like you, oh Lord. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I don't want to serve you in pretense. I don't want to serve you in deceit. I don't want to serve you in hypocrisy. I don't want, Lord, I want everything to be as you, Lord, we approve. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I want you to begin to talk to God. Say, God, I want to serve you out of a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Not allow my spirit to be lifted up. Not allow myself to be higher than you. Lord, I want to serve you in simplicity of my heart, in simplicity of my spirit, in a right spirit, in a simple spirit. Lord God Almighty, I want to serve you with open heart. I want to serve you with open heart. Lord God Almighty, when I'm called to do anything, I will not do it as unto men. I will do it as unto you. I will not look back. I will not hear the noise of men. I will hear your voice. I will not see the face of men. I will seek your face. I will not feel the touch of man. I will feel your touch. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is how to serve God acceptably. Feeling the touch of God. Seeing the face of God. Hearing the voice of God. Not man. And you will be able to do a good job in His presence. And this is what we are asking for, O Lord. That you will do for me. You will do for all my brethren. As we are looking unto you this morning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 2, it says, there is a way seemeth right to a man, but his end is the way of death. We are going to pray and say, Lord, help me to serve you in your own way and times. Not in my own way, not in my own times. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Lord, help me to serve you in your own ways and in your own times. Not the way I want. Not what I spread out, but according to your terms, according to your own way. Lord, help me to serve you so that I will be able to serve you acceptably. I will be able to serve you, O God, with reward. In the name of Jesus Christ, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Let me not define what to do as against what you want me to do. Remember, you said to our Father, I know how you want to serve me. You want to serve me the way you want, even though it's right. But there is a way I want you to serve me. That way is going to cause you people bruising you, people matching you, but you are going to be better for it. You are going to come out more glorious. You are going to come out more honorable. And this is what we see. And that is what we are asking for this morning. Lord, we want to serve you in your own way and by your own terms. Not the way we want. Not by our own terms. Lord, help us, O God. Help us, O God. Help us, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. And I want you to pray to God and say, Lord, direct my path and my thought as I seek to serve you. Direct my what? My path and my thoughts as I seek to serve you. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Lord, direct my path. Direct my thoughts as I daily seek to serve you. So that I will serve you aright. Lord, I will not do what you don't want me to do. Even though it might be right in my own eyes. But if it is not approved by you, I will not do it. Lord, help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord, to direct my path and my thought as I daily seek to serve you, Lord. Lord, that I will not serve you wrongly. I will not serve you with a curse. But I will serve you with blessings. I will serve you with honor. I will serve you with joy. I will serve you with peace. I will serve you with much comfort in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God Almighty, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. And you will tell God, help me to serve you with a loyal heart. Help me to serve you with a humble heart. Lord God Almighty, all the days of my life, let my service to you be with of a loyal heart and of a humble heart. In the name of Jesus, with much humility and loyalty, I will serve you, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You will say, Lord, let my service be directed to you and not man. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God. As you take up to serve the Lord, let your service be directed unto him, not man. Even though it's man that is giving you that job to do, but let it be that service is unto God. That is where you will satisfy both God and that man. But if it's directed to that man, you may satisfy that man and offend God. And the man who gives you the job wants both man and God to be satisfied. So your service should be directed to God. And not to that man who gave you that responsibility. As you do so, you will satisfy God. you will satisfy that man. And you will come out with blessings. That is how it should be. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. We have just 3 more prayers to pray. Say, Lord, give me the right mind and understanding. Give me the right mind and understanding heart, Right mind and understanding heart to serve you aright. Begin to talk to God. Lord, give me, O God, the right mind and understanding heart to be able to serve you aright. If you have the mind of God and you have the right understanding towards what you are asked to do, you cannot but satisfy God. In the discharge of that duty, God will be happy. God will rejoice. God will be honored. God will be lifted up. God will be exalted. And you will be blessed in return. Oh Lord God Almighty, I need it so in the name of Jesus. I need you. That I will see you alone in all my service to you. I will not see man. 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 Give me the right understanding and attitude in serving you, O Lord. Thank you, faithful Father. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my life. Lord, I want to be like
has bestowed upon us that we should be called sons and daughters of God. Those whom you love, O Lord, you reprove and you rebuke. And we are well rebuked this morning, O Lord. Thank you for your love. You never leave us alone. You are so mindful of us. Your word in our midst will never fall to the ground. It will accomplish the purpose for which you have sent it. So your glory will really abide in our midst. Thank you for your sincere words, ancient words, ever true, changing us, transforming us from glory to glory. We appreciate you, O Lord. We return all the glory and honor back to you. Once you have spoken, twice we will hear. To you be all the glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen.